a ceasefire. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Fighting raged on in Ukraine today, despite it being Orthodox Christmas. Fox's Alex Hogan is in Kyiv.
The fighting continued on the front lines despite Russia's claimed ceasefire for this holiday. And in Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin attended a church service all alone. They're praising the influence of the Russian Orthodox Church. Here in Kyiv, crowds gathered at one of the country's holiest sites for a historic first ever Christmas service in Ukrainian, not Russian.
The U.S. says it will send Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine as part of the latest aid package. President Biden tomorrow is set to make his first official visit to the border during his presidency. But many critics aren't impressed. Texas Republican Congressman Keith Self.
I want him to go see the cartel operations. I want him to go talk to the landowners, talk to the sheriffs, the people, the Texas people. And now across the nation, talk to them.
President Biden will then travel to Mexico City for a North American Leaders Summit next week. Fellow lawmakers are reacting to this week's standoff in the House to elect a speaker, Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw.
There's not a whole lot of differences between what we have now and what we've had before. They are good things. I don't disagree with them on any of that. And I appreciate some of the ideas that came up in this process.
California Republican Kevin McCarthy won the speakership in the 15th round of voting after making concessions with 20 holdout Republicans. NASA says a retired science satellite will fall from the sky Sunday night Eastern time, give or take 17 hours. Most of the more than 2-ton satellites expected to burn up on reentry, but some pieces may survive. NASA says the chance of wreckage falling on anybody is very low. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Just minutes after Kevin McCarthy was elected speaker, President Biden sent him congratulations and a call for working together. Fox's Jill Nato is in Washington with the story.
The president issued a statement saying he and the First Lady congratulate Kevin McCarthy on his election as Speaker of the House, but went on to say, the American people expect their leaders to govern in a way that puts their needs above all else. He also said he's ready to work with the GOP when he can, and went on to caution McCarthy that the Biden administration is out to protect Social Security, Medicare, and defense funding. The president also mentioned in that statement what he called the growing benefits of the bipartisan infrastructure law. McCarthy loudly opposed that measure. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A federal agency is considering a regulation that could make it much easier for workers to switch jobs. Fox's Tom Rigotti explains.
The Federal Trade Commission is proposing a ban on U.S. employers imposing non-compete clauses on workers. The move could deepen competition for labor across a wide range of industries. Many businesses impose contract clauses prohibiting employees from joining a competitor for a period of time after leaving the company. Supporters of the change say non-competes contribute to wage stagnation. Opponents say the clauses facilitate retention, encouraging promotions and investments in worker training, especially in a tight labor market. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
No big winner in last night's Mega Millions jackpot, so up for grabs in Tuesday's drawing is $1.1 billion. This man is an assistant manager at a Detroit area convenience store.
When the big games get this high, that's when people that never play the lottery gotta come in.
Five tickets matched five numbers for a $1 million prize. Tuesday's pot is the third largest Mega Millions and the fifth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. I'm Joe Chiu, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.